This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H, M like Mary, A, N like November, fax 989-828-6835. Regarding Charles Michael, is the last name, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and in parentheses, Jim. Date of birth 1-4 of 1930. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Michael with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, COPD, and hypertension. His last visit was September 18th of 2023. He has been experiencing increased swelling, slightly more in the left foot than in the right, and he's back on his torsamide 10 milligram daily currently. He did have severe, intractable back pain. He couldn't move and he couldn't breathe, and that was 3-6 of 24. So he was transported by ambulance to Alma Hospital. They were able to stabilize him and help relieve the pain, and he was sent back home on the 7th of March, having home care assistance in the home. The wife reports he's getting progressively better. Now he's able to dress himself. The back still hurts, but he's able to take Tylenol for pain, and he's using methylcarbamol, 500 milligram every 6 hours as needed for muscle spasms in the back. He denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, and he does have a 4-pound weight increase over the last 6 months. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And the edema was previously described. Medications. Other medications, he has off Synthroid, still on Plavix, Lipitor, Budesonide per nebulizer, Brovana per nebulizer, and low-dose aspirin 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 160 pounds. Pulse 70, oxygen saturation is 94%, blood pressure 112 over 62. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 3-7, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.73. Estimated GFR is 36. Calcium 9.3. Albumin is 3.4. Sodium 136. Potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 26, hemoglobin is 12.3, white count 6.8, platelets 145,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no pericarditis, slight fluid increase, now back on torsamide. 2, severe COPD, no exacerbation, and 3, hypertension is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.